started. Yo, what's up, fams? It's your boy, The Fisherman. I'm coming to you on the Shine Love Podcast with my lovely co-host. What's up, love?
Hey, 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 Alley Cat, Alex. One here.
And then there's me. Friend of the show.
Yeah, okay. Nah, for sure. But, I mean, Alex, I feel like you got to give her a warm
welcome. I know.
Tell her, you know, tell us who she is, the whole shebang. So I'm going to pass it over to you.
And as you guys can tell, I'm very excited to have Kanell on. We've been friends since high school. It's my dog. I haven't seen her since Coronas.
No.
Okay. Corona. So it's really good to have her here and have her on. And she's just awesome.
Yeah, had a conversation with you.
And Kanell, tell them where to find you. Tell them where to follow you.
You can find my Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram at Kanell K, CANNELK.
Okay.
You know, that's it.
Why can't they follow you on Twitter?
Because you choose violence.
Every day.
As soon as I open my eyes.
Oh man, awesome. So y'all, I'm excited to jump in the conversation, but as always, you know, we gotta shout out the wine that we got. So we got what is it called,
La Piece Luna.
We've had a version of this before, but it was a Cabernet Sauvignon. So this is about to be a Chardonnay, so it's gonna be a little different. I feel like we should do lights for the April season. Today's the first day of April. So, you know.
First day of Aries season.
Yeah.
Aries season. You know, I love that you skipped before the April.
It's the new year.
No, I really like April. April is one of my favorite months. After August, of course. But like April, it's a great month. It's like new beginnings, growth. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Outdoors. Heat. All right. But let's go ahead and try this out. So I'm going to pour up the guests first.
Yes. And then, I'm just excited to drink.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, man. Drinking and talk about books.
Oh, do I need to wait to tell?
Yes. Damn. Yes. Wait.
All right, y'all. So a good conversation.
All right.
Clink, clink.
You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Oh, this is good.
This is good. Me too.
They be a little too dry.
Mm-hmm.
Two for two. The last one I picked was fire too.
All right.
It was fire.
Nah, you did good. Mm. It's good. Yeah, usually Chardonnay kind of have this, like, for me, like this bite at the end. I'm like,
yeah,
give me
a
little much. Yeah.
Nah, but this was good.
That one's really good.
10 out of 10 recommend. Mm-hmm. La Piece Luna. A nice Chardonnay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we always like to kick it off with gratitude. So, before we even jump into the book, guest of the show, what is one thing that you're really grateful for that's happened to you this past week, today, whatever it could be?
What am I grateful for? I want to say everything, but that's so cliche.
You got to pick one thing. I mean, but that works too. Okay. But try to pick one thing.
One thing that made my week, I work with kids, and we're virtual right now. So instead of working with my direct kids, I'm working with everybody's kids that's in the organization. And this one little boy from a different site, he was like, oh, when we go back to school and we go back into the clubs, I'm going to miss you. Like, aww. I'm not going to see you every day. So aww. That made my week.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's so sweet.
I was like, oh, I'm going to miss you.
Yeah. Nah, I understand. Yeah. Alex, what about you?
What's today? Okay. I'm trying to think about what happened. I finished the first draft of my thesis.
Mm. Okay.
Look at y'all.
Y'all, she's been working on this.
I've been working on this joint.
Fake working on it, for real working on it. Just been talking about it every day for the past.
Don't throw my process out there.
Sorry about that.
Nah, so that felt really good to like be able to hand something in that's first draft finished.
Nah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
What about you?
What's today?
Exactly.
Honestly, I had conferences with, I had report card conferences with my kids, and my school, they do this thing where like the kids basically do a presentation on their own like progress report. So yeah, so you know how before, like when we was growing up, it's like the teacher talking to the parent, and it's like they always be talking in class, but like the student gets to be very reflective on like their journey throughout the whole process.
That. I like that too.
Yeah, they'd be like, yeah, I had to see, like one of the things that like I struggled with in this class was like the word, you know what I'm saying? And they really get to be super reflective.
Yeah.
And like two of them was just so dope. Like you could just tell that boy has a lot of support, and it was just really beautiful to watch him and his whole family kind of like pour into him. And he was like super reflective about how well he was doing, the things he was struggling on. And that's just one thing that that really made my week.
Y'all let a kid.
I think kids are always have a special spot, you know, because they really the future, and I think it's our job to protect them as much as possible, you know. But that's not the here nor
there. That's wonderful.
You couldn't do it. You couldn't do it.
I love the kids, but
yeah.
I would say they grow on you. They really grow on you.
Yeah, and I think seeing the growth, because you get to see it.
Yeah, you get to watch them grow up.
At a more rapid rate versus, you know, seeing an adult, like you don't really get to see, you know, how quickly they're learning, but kids, you get to really see it firsthand. So, but yeah, so it's always dope to start off with gratitude, but now we're going to go ahead and jump into this book. So Alice, go ahead and introduce the book. We'll be reading.
All right. So we got All About Love by Bell Hooks. I see that it's a, not a hot commodity, but I've seen this book all over. And okay, so to be honest, guys, I'm gonna be So, like I said, I was doing my thesis, so I didn't get a chance to like really like dive into it. But there were some things that I was like, okay, all right, I'm more curious about, and kind of get a sort of gist for the book. So what I've gathered is that like just like society has set up rules and set up ways that like love is manifesting. And this was, I think this was written in like 1990 or something, like in the 90s. So it's like really like interesting seeing like how she's like basically like now society is not fostering love, real love. We're just fostering like running away from it or trying to like suppress it, whatever the thing is. So I guess that kind of led, like, leads me to the question that I have. I had to write it down because I don't forget it. Like, where do you think we are currently with how we view love as like society or like culturally? Like, how are we viewing love right now?
That's so you know the question.
Or
hit.
Individually, I don't know.
That's so you know the question hit.
Honestly, I feel like when it comes to the topic of love, I was in the process in college of writing this piece about like basically interviewing my friends and like different people I respected, like their opinions on about their journey in love. Like I'm not done with it. And everybody had a different answer. So I feel like that was like the most perfect view or perspective of how people view love. Everybody has a different definition. Like, and it seems to me to be far from what it actually is. Like, I don't think love, it has all these different like complications or definitions. Like, it just Like, when you discuss love, especially with people who are obsessed with relationships, like, I think that's how they frame love, like just romantic relationships, like, oh, I don't want you to cheat, I don't want you to do this, I don't want you to do that. And it's not from a
realistic
pure place.
Realistic.
Realistic,
I mean realistic too, pure, but it's not from a pure place. And so because I think that's why, like, probably similar to what Bell Hooks was like experiencing in her time, it's like it's not unrealistic, but just like clouded.
Yes,
like clouded by our own selfishness and like what we want. And I think that's why people are scared to really embrace it.
So question, if you could create a definition for what love is for you, what would that definition be?
Ooh, this one sounds cliche. But I would say like probably how I feel about God, or how I feel God feels about me.
Mm.
Like
unconditional.
Yes. Mm. Like very warm and just like familiar.
Yeah. Mm.
Like I don't know how to describe it. Like it is like love is God. Like feeling taken care of, feeling protected, feeling like you're being considered in the world. Because like it's a billion people on the planet. You still feel like everybody's personal relationship with God feels very like a spotlight, kind of.
Yeah.
Like even though it's so many of us everywhere, you still feel like, you know, you're special to God.
Yeah.
And like that's how love is. Like you can give your love to anybody, but you should still feel that same warmth and connection.
Yes, I think you said that perfectly.
Yeah, like
I can't describe it. You just gotta describe it.
And then you just
that was perfect. Yeah,
oh, threaded the needle with that.
Yeah.
You know, actually, I'm gonna ask you the same question. If you could define love, I mean, you could try not to use what she said, but like, if for you, what would be like that single definition for love?
Yeah. Similar. To you, Kanell, I think. It being unconditional, like you love unconditional. And I don't know where I saw this at, but this guy was basically saying that love is like heaven. It's like, that's the closest to heaven. I feel like, you know, it is. It's like feeling love, feeling warm, feeling at home,
euphoric.
Feeling.
Peaceful.
Peace. Peaceful.
That's all things. So, okay. The reason why I asked you that and I saw that y'all was going to have a similar answer. I do agree, right? I think love is unconditional. And I think that right now...
I don't think that now.
No, but when I mean unconditional, meaning that there should be no attachments to love, right? It's like, I always say my mindset on like how I treated people changed when I stopped expecting anything back from the love I gave out. So that's what I mean by unconditional. Yeah. Like, even though you aren't stimulating me, right, I'm going to still show you love because I want you to feel this for me, not even for you, really. Yeah. It's like, I just want you to know what love feels like from me.
That's beautiful.
But the reason why I asked, so, you know, I wanted to write this this book one day, and the idea hit me, and it was supposed to be called The Eighth Deadly Sin.
Oh, okay.
And the eighth, you remember that? Yeah. That was like years ago. And the eighth deadly sin was love. Now, I was having a comp like long, whatever, and we came to find out that all the things that we thought were love, right, was like really shrouded in like the other seven sins, right? So my question is, when do people have, or how can you have such a negative relationship with love that we have now, right? Because I feel like right now the relationship we have with love is almost toxic.
It is. I think people romanticize. Ooh. What the experience of love is like.
Like
when it comes to, like I said, like people think about love in terms of romantic relationships, but they don't think about it like just in general. Because for me, like when you say unconditional, like I don't believe in unconditional. I definitely believe in conditions because I feel like you have to be responsible. And I think that's why love right now is very toxic because people aren't responsible with love, like their experience or their journey of like being love, being in love, sharing it, giving it, taking it. Like people want to take, but they don't
want it.
They don't do the care like to give. But then I feel like it breaks down too, like being in Western society, like all the other things that we have stacked against us. I feel like a lot of people are lacking love for others because they don't have it for themselves.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, I actually saw a piece in there and it said, it was talking about self-love, and it was like, self-love is not something that you do by yourself, or something along the lines of like, self-love basically requires a community to actually be a part of it. And one of the things that people do that undermine how we interpret self-love is they make it seem so easy.
I hate this whole self-love thing, like culture that's going on. I really can't stand it. It's Why? Like, because it's so first of all, it's very surface. It's very surfacey. It's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna like take a bath and like do face masks and do all of these things. And it's like, yo, self-love is hard as fuck, actually.
Okay.
It's
very much shadow work.
It's, I was about to say that.
It's a lot of digging into your childhood.
Yes.
And like,
it's very much so.
Oprah's not my favorite person, but I do different programs for my kids. And, you know, it's Women's History Month. There was this reel that I was playing for them with, like, different important figures, and Oprah's segment in it. She was saying, like, oh, my gosh, I just had a brain fart.
It's okay. It happens.
What did you last say?
Self-love is hard.
It's hard.
It's hard as fuck.
It's in shadows. It's
shadow work.
Facing your trauma.
We try to say everything just so you remember.
Okay, just, you know.
Oprah and the kids.
Okay. Real.
We can put it in the parking lot.
Put it in the parking lot
and they'll come back.
It's gonna come back.
It's gonna come back to me.
You know, I'm gonna keep the episode going until them come back.
To come back.
Nah, for sure. it is hard. It is hard. And I think even that's over romanticized, right? Mm. I think like even people who have this perfect idea or they put out this image that they have this best self-love, I think even they like sometimes struggle. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's a lack of honesty around what it looks like to really have self-love. Cause sometimes like, yo, you don't love yourself. For whatever reason it could be, right? You could feel like a failure. You could feel like you let people down. You could mostly feel like you let yourself down.
It seems like it's linear.
Yeah.
Like it's like point A, point B, and you're going to love yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's not, it's like a lifelong journey of like, cause you shift and you change and things happen. Like, and you have to be able to address that and be able to move on with it.
Right.
And sometimes we just think that it's like, okay, I'm gonna do this thing, and then that's gonna fix it. But it's not that. You can always change.
Equate their self-love to like, how do you feel about themselves? Like, oh, I'm cute. I have a good job. I have a nice place.
Yeah.
I have nice
around
friends,
the things they're attached
to. I go to the gym.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
They equate that to self-love instead of like really digging in.
Yeah.
Like, do you have self-doubt? Do you tell yourself, like, do you talk down on yourself without thinking about it?
Yeah.
Like, what are your subconscious thoughts about yourself? People don't get into that until, like, you have a conversation with them. You think, like, oh, there's the shit.
Yeah.
But that's just, you know, their self-confidence, but they don't really dig deep into, like, their real self-love bag.
Yeah. So, not basically, what I'm hearing you say is that, like, their self-love is attached to the things that they have, the people that's around them, right? So basically, had they not had those things, this self-love that they'll be doing,
I think it'll be it would
be stripped away. Like, I remember in college I was at this forum and one of the professors, Dr. Z, she asked the room, it was all women, she said, who are you? And everybody's saying like, oh, you know, I'm in SGA, I do this, I do that. And then she asked me, and I knew what she was asking. And I'm like, I'm a sister, I'm love, I'm nice, like, you know, I'm caring, all these different things. And people don't understand, like, that's what you need to be thinking about when you say, who are you? That's what you need to speak to when you're talking about self-love. Like, it's not about job title or the other like extra shit that we layer on, like, people scared though.
Yeah.
She talks about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no, people are just like really are scared of love.
But do you know how scary it is to get to a place where you love somebody unconditionally? Like, to me, like, to fit my definition of love, right? It's unconditional. Mm-hmm. So that means that even when I do wrong, I still have to love myself. Even when people do wrong to me, I still have to love them. Like, to me, that's the wiring in my mind. Mm-hmm. That is scary. Like, I feel like we gotta acknowledge it. Like, we can't just act like, you feel me? It's like, no, like, that's scary. Like, you giving somebody a piece of you, right? Like, romantically, maybe not even romantically. You're talking about, like, you know, your relationship with your parents or your relationship with your friends or whatever. You're giving them a piece of who
super,
you are.
Yeah, it's super vulnerable.
It's a responsibility.
Yeah.
Like, because, like I said, like, the whole God thing, like, having to forgive yourself and, like, having to give yourself some grace, like, that's something that is hard for us to do. But you have to think, like, God gave you that every day. Like, if he wasn't graceful, where the hell would you be? Like, and then you have to think, okay, if he could do that for me, and I know I did some wild, like, I can do that for somebody else because it's not going to hurt me.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's where the boundaries come in place, because I can love you, but that can look different. Ooh. I don't have to hurt myself because I'm loving you unconditionally.
Yes. Yes.
Question. It's about it. All right.
Okay.
Question. You got to put it out. Shout out to the Doorknob Crew. This is means as a safe space. All right. Okay. So when was it the hardest to love yourself? I'm going to give y'all some time to think. Well, at what moments is it the hardest for you to love yourself? Just to give y'all some time, I'll go first.
Yay!
Right? The moments for me where it's hardest to love myself, honestly, is when I feel like I didn't give my best effort. And when I do that, it makes me feel like I'm not good enough. It makes me feel like I'm not worthy. It makes me feel like I'm not worthy of love, right? When people are like, no, it's okay. Like, I don't like that. Like, I hate when people tell me that it's okay. Don't tell me that. You feel me? And so that is, like, whenever I feel like I didn't give 100%, I need a day. A day, a week to actually, like, rebuild my love for myself to let me know that, like, all right, like, I know you messed up.
Yeah.
But it's cool.
Is that, I'm just follow-up question. Is that with, like, certain goals, or is that just, like, with, like, anything that you do?
I mean, it's really with anything. It's really with anything. Mm-hmm. Like,
that's a lot.
Yeah.
It's heavy to feel yourself all the time.
It is, though.
Similar.
Yeah.
I've always been a perfectionist. Mm-hmm. So if it doesn't come out perfect and it's my doing, I'm like,
dog.
The world is yes.
Like, don't talk to me. It's done. I'm not worthy of it.
Now I'm a little more softer on myself with that. Because I'm like, I had to really sit down and, like, analyze my trajectory, because I felt like I was like, so many things you're not doing, so many things you wanted at this age, trying to catch up with what I thought I should be doing, or what I thought I should have. And I had to look at everything. I'm like, you accomplished this, you accomplished that, you got this thing, you got that, and then just experience it. Like, don't put the pressure on it to be a certain way.
Yes.
I feel like if I didn't work with the kids, I don't think I would have acquired that. Because, like, seeing kids with that same trait and they're, like, super hard on something, I'm like, it's okay. It's just a mistake. Right, like, you're going to be fine. Right. You're 8. Like, you're not going to remember tomorrow. Fine. And seeing that, I was like, okay, now I need to check that in myself. Because this child's gonna grow. Like, if I can get it out of them now, their whole life would be a little more smoother. Because I feel like if I wasn't as hard on myself, I probably would have gotten way more things, like had more fun, went more places. Yeah. Like it's like you stifle yourself.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Hey, babe, before you go real quick, there was a during a report card conference, there was a kid and he had a 4.0 GPA. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, like looking at this at your report card, what's one thing you notice? He was like, I've been absent from PE about 7% of the time. Like, that's what you okay. know. Like, that's,
that's your issue.
And so I had to tell him, and so I asked him and I asked his mother, what's one thing? I asked his dad. And then I remembered, and I told him after, I was like, hey, there's nothing wrong with finding things you need to work on, but you also need to find things that you're doing well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like that can be the change to where, like you said, mm-hmm. now maybe when he's like, you know, in his college years or in 20s or 30s, whatever, he'll discipline himself enough to be like, yo, all right, I'm doing bad in this one thing, but there's all these things I'm doing really good at. Mm-hmm. So I really love that you said that.
And you know, I just want to say something about that, because and that's what I love about what you're doing, or what your school is doing with the the conferences. Like, yeah. Because I felt like, well, for me, like I experienced something similarly with like not feeling good enough. Mm-hmm. And I think like that I felt like that comes from the school system for me. Like it feels like well, part of it. It's like, you know, you got these wrong, but what about something I got right? About, like, I mean, even if it was one answer, all right? You know what I'm saying? Yes. And all you see is, like, the stuff that you got wrong. Mm-hmm. And then, like, your parents come in and be like, you got all this stuff wrong. You got an F. You got da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I got a B in PE.
That's how my school is very small and in my business. Mm-hmm. And they used to be, like, I could get a C or a B in a subject I'm struggling in, and they're like, you gotta be.
Yeah.
All the teachers, literally. Yeah. All the teachers, they would check everybody before, like, why you gotta be?
Wow.
Why you gotta see? I'm like, I barely got that C. Hey!
Like, it's like, you're saying my effort. You're saying, like, my effort that I put in. Like, let's say, like, that's my heart. Like, that's the best that I could do. And you're telling me that it's not good enough. You ain't see me struggling.
You wasn't with me.
Trying to get
that. Okay. But yeah, you can't avoid that question. So
I'm so good at trying to like I forgot the question. There are times where I find myself like struggling with boundaries. And
I'm like that.
And I'm so hard on myself when I betray that boundary.
Yes. I'd be like, damn. I was just about to add that on. I was like, when I make mistakes, like because I feel like I'm so smart, when I don't keep that boundary or like keep whatever that fence is, and I know I should have kept it. Mm-hmm.
You ain't really going through that right now.
I'm gonna drop it and I'm gonna leave it there.
I'm not going.
All right, okay, so, all right, you know, part of us also doing this work, right, finding what's the one hardest part, what's the easiest time or what's the best time that you're able to pour love into yourself? Why is that so
That's crazy. That is crazy.
You know, okay.
Here first.
I think that's when, and this sounds crazy, even saying it out loud, but I think for me, like when I complete task.
Yes.
That's so sad. It's sad, but it's like, yes. Like, and I love to stay busy. So it's like when I can complete most of these things.
I think mine's now is like when I rest.
Ooh.
Like when I really need to stop my life and like sleep in and like just do nothing, because I used to feel bad about like not being productive.
Yeah,
because like when you go through like depressive episodes and you're not productive, like you feel like anytime you're not productive, you're back in the second place.
So, yes,
like, I've had to get comfortable with not doing nothing. I feel like now when I don't do anything, I'm like, okay, You're doing something.
That's dope.
For yourself.
Mine is when I'm able to build a routine.
That's so hard.
My routines don't last like super long, but like when I have a routine going, I'm like,
You've been on the routine though. You've been doing it. He'd be like up early, meditate, read a little bit. Yeah, I've been seeing you.
Come on, man.
I haven't.
Yes. I don't know if you guys do this, but like when I meditate, I don't really meditate for myself because it's hard for me to do that.
Yeah.
When I meditate, it's mostly to connect with ancestors.
And like, I just started.
So for me, like that calms me. Thinking about, because certain ancestors like come to me specifically, like those specific ancestors like that.
I learned this practice about talking to the dead, but like talking to them as if they're here. So like you know, rest in peace, Latif. I'll be talking to him all the time. Like that's my dog. I just be talking to him like, yo, like, you remember when, like, you know what I'm saying? And we just have like regular conversations, and sometimes like he gives me answers to certain things, or you know what I'm saying? Or I just feel like I don't know, it's a really weird feeling, but it definitely feels like he's always here or like about to come around. Like whenever I'm doing a task, like sometimes I just reach out and I'll just be like, yo, what's up with you? How you been? What's up? What's new with you?
That's awesome. You feel me?
Yeah. So I've actually been like really just calling on people that have passed and like that I was really close to, and talk to them like they're here. It makes me not even miss them because like they didn't go nowhere.
The more you talk to them, like the more they show up. And like show you things. Like certain signs I can tell with certain people. Like it's very weird. Or even smells. Like if I haven't meditated or like talked to them in a while, like I'll get a certain smell and I'm like, okay.
That's interesting.
I just started like meditating and like talking to them like within. I feel like like your ancestors are also within you. So like when I, because I was like trying to figure out like, so
how does it work?
Well, not how does it work, but like, what should I say? What am I like? What am I like? What's going on? So I just started with the like, who are you? Like I've never met you before. I'd love to meet you. And I had like a lot of, I don't want to get into too much, but I had like images and just, you know.
No, I'm kidding.
The safe space has now been infiltrated.
No. It's still safe space.
But yeah, I don't really care. But starting off with that, like, kind of helps me with like meditation, because sometimes I transcend and sometimes I just fall asleep.
That's how I feel. I'm like, I feel like I'm not connected to anything, but when I can meditate and like focus on people, it's like, okay. Or like now sometimes I do like music meditation. Like I've started noticing like they like that, like in my music, like singing, you know, I can sing, but still, you know, we having fun. And it's like that kind of helps me because I can focus on them, the words, like how I'm feeling.
I do more of a chant.
Chanting.
Chanting.
And I think movement. Movement too, for me.
That's your bread and butter. That's your bread and butter. But yeah, chanting, it really helps me. So I think about certain words or certain things I really want to appear, and I just say it over and over and over again. Or sometimes I'll listen to an audio that says that, you know, my favorite one.
People love to give me money.
That's my favorite one.
You be going around the house.
Yo, I be saying, and it's like, yo, as lately, I got my stimmy, you know what I'm saying? Stimmy.
Oh, that's probably why I ain't get mad.
See, people don't like to get you money. Nah, for sure. So, man, y'all, just to kind of show the trajectory of where we've been, we started talking about love, got into meditations, we talked about really dark moments, and we talked about moments that's like really uplifting in times that we uplift ourselves. So, really quick, I kind of want us to leave on, what is one thing that you, either going to lead this conversation with, or that you want people to know?
Mm-hmm. Right?
Come on. Ooh.
What do I want people to know? I gotta think about that one. Like about love, relationships,
yeah,
or what?
About love,
self-love,
yeah,
relationships.
The whole anything. Shebang, but I feel like love is a big umbrella.
It is. I would say that like evaluate how you love or why you love somebody. Like evaluate why you love your mom, evaluate why you love yourself, evaluate why you love the people around you, and then analyze that. If it's stuff that they do for you, you need to like go in and check that. That's not it. That's not it.
That's conditional.
Like, and even like yourself, like once you analyze how you love other people, that will expose how you love yourself.
Come on.
Okay, that was
for sure. All right, Alex.
I would say to go internal, confront your shadows.
Yeah.
Kind of similar to what you said, actually. Like when you think about it, go in.
The more comfortable you get with yourself, the more comfortable you get with everybody else. Because you good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. If I had one, I had like three. Nah.
Go ahead, listen.
But my first one would definitely be unconditional love doesn't mean that you don't go through bad moments.
Mm-hmm.
My second one is the love I have with my parents. Tell your parents good job or tell them that you're proud of them. It really changes the dynamic in your relationship, as has for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a very defining moment in my life when I told my dad I was proud of him and how he raised me, even with all the whatever, right? Because we don't come with a manual.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And I think my third one, I kind of forgot my third one, but if I could just think of one, I'll just say love unconditionally. Oh, I got it. I need all five love languages. That was my last one. I need all five of them. Please don't give me two. I don't need three. I don't need words left. I need all five.
Oh my God.
Alex, I'm talking to you.
I'm like, who are you talking to? Because I'm right here.
Five.
All five of them. Give me all of them.
I'm gonna give you one and a half.
Nah, because I think that's the issue.
Don't devalue yourself based on how others love you.
Ooh,
like I feel like I feel like that messes up how people love too.
Yeah.
Like that's why people are trying to be so toxic because they trying to get somebody first. If they not loving you right, that's not on you. Just move around and find somebody else. It's 1,000 people. Give them the dating app. Do something ground.
Listen, Instagram's a dating app. Go smack them
DMs. That's
true. Go smack them DMs.
Vivo.
Listen, all right, for sure. Hey, y'all, as we go ahead and wrap up, man, please go ahead and reintroduce yourself. Lovely guest. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You can start us off.
Canal.
And I am Canal.
Right.
And thank you.
Thank you. Drinks were good. Canal K on Instagram.
Yes.
For sure.
It is private, so I mean, good luck. And I write poetry sometimes.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. You know, maybe they should explain for a bio, so maybe you want to come back. I'm gonna read like your bio.
A
writer, award-winning. Poet.
No, for sure.
Everything.
No, for sure. Well, you know me. It's the Fisherman. Say the all two times. Man, thank y'all so much for rocking with us on the Shine Love Podcast with my lovely co-host
Alley Cat. That is my Instagram name. Alley_KATT. I haven't spelled it in a while, I had to do it one time just in case people forget.
No, for sure.
And I also just want to like kind of end with a question. We usually like kind of end with a question for people to answer. And I kind of want to take Canale's question low key. And Canale, you can, you know, if I'm saying it wrong, tell me. How are you loving other people? or how are like people loving you? What did you say?
You evaluate how you love other people, like why you love them.
Yes. How? Why do you love other people? How do you love other people?
All right. So the question is,
to add on to that, mm-hmm. I would say because we brought up God, like mm-hmm. create a list.
Mm-hmm.
Write a list. God at the top. How does he love you? How do you feel like God loves you? And then on the other side, write how you love other people and see if it's comparable. Do you give other people grace? Do you give other people that type, you know,
yes.
consideration? Like, yes. do you do that for other people?
And be honest with it
yes.
too.
Yes.
Because you don't have to be perfect. It's, like I said, it's a responsibility. You got to right. work at it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think. If there's one thing I want him to leave with, I think that love is work.
Mm-hmm.
Love is work.
Yeah.
It's not like, yeah. love is something you have to work on every single day. Self-love yeah. is
and work
every
does
single
not
day.
Mean abuse, okay? That oh. does not mean cheating, that yeah. does not mean betrayal.
Yes.
Because some people take unconditional and they take like the work part
yes.
and they romanticize Run. It, yeah. meaning they're like, oh, I could do whatever.
Yeah. yeah.
Versus
yeah, yeah.
want to stay. And it's like, no, you have to be responsible.
Yeah.
Love people the way you want to be loved. Like, make yourself easy to love.
Yes.
You don't want to get nobody to stress because you around.
Because you around.
Because you breathe.
No, I could think about all the relationships I've been in where I was just like, I'm tired of this. Like, you are making it hard, baby.
Yeah.
I can't even focus on loving myself because I have to pour so much into you.
Yeah.
Like, make it easy.
Make it make sense. Come on.
Can I? All right. So I feel like we didn't fake answer the question. All right. How about this? How are you loving yourself and how are you loving others?
Okay.
Give me one. Yo, thank y'all for rocking. Peace.
That was good.